The Common Core State Standards were developed by teachers, school administrators, and other education experts in an effort coordinated by state school commissioners and governors around the country. The idea behind the standards was to both raise the bar nationwide and to make education around the U.S. more consistent, so that a student who moves to another state or even just to a neighboring school can more easily pick up where they left off. But Common Core has hit a snag in some states. While the federal government didn't have a hand in developing the standards, the Obama administration supports them and even encouraged states to adopt them. That led to the standards being dubbed Obamacore by some Tea Party Republicans. Controversy ensued. At a hearing on Common Core in Wausau late last month, Joyce Bant of Hazelhurst said that the Common Core allows the federal government to dictate how to run your school and how to teach your kids.
Common Core is just that, an unconstitutional federal education policy that is a disaster waiting to happen.
That's one of the main complaints about the standards, that they amount to federal intrusion and take away local control. But Emily Amundson, the director of the Common Core State Standards Team at DPI, says the state chose the shared standards, and she says it's local districts that decide the curriculum.
Here in Wisconsin, we're a local control state. And what that means is that every individual local school district is charged with developing the curriculum, choosing the textbooks, the instructional strategies that are used. Those are all local decisions.
And as a local control state, school districts in Wisconsin technically wouldn't have to adopt the standards, or they could drop them altogether. However, that's unlikely because schools are still required to take annual state assessments. And starting next year, Wisconsin will switch to new computer-based standardized tests that are aligned to the Common Core. The ACT college and career exams, which will be required for high schoolers starting next year, will also be Common Core-based. And it's those assessments and high-stakes assessments in general, plus all the money that's being spent on Common Core, that has rankled some on the left. Tim Sleeker is the dean of education at Edgewood College, a private Catholic college in Madison.
Some people like me are concerned that the costs of implementing computer-based driven assessments are going to far exceed the benefits that can be given to students.
He says there's a lot of money nationwide flowing into what he says is now a Common Core industry that's selling schools all the things that they need to implement the standards. And Sleeker believes there are better uses for all of that money and better ways to address the achievement gap that exists among students of different racial and economic backgrounds.
The biggest challenge to student achievement is whether or not children are living in poverty, hunger, homelessness, health care, and then lack of access to books. Instead, we've spent a ton of time and money developing standards.
But supporters argue that the Common Core state standards are a worthy investment, an investment they say that gives kids a clear pathway to college and career and out of poverty. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.